Hello, hello. Welcome to this episode of the Rogers Radio Podcast. I am your host, Alyssa Rogers. And as you can see, it's just me today. It's been a while. I was just telling Kenny, I haven't done one alone in quite some time now. And I'm excited to catch up with all of you, give you a real inside view about what's been going on here. And, you know, I'm going to get personal today. Do you want to hear some personal stuff going on? If not, I'm going to do it anyway. And let me know if you don't want me to do it again in the comments, and I'll be sure to bring you different content. But today I wanted to get personal because I know in the previous episodes that I've done by myself, I was excited about the new year. I was excited to get it going. And then I had some conversations and episodes with some team members, and we were talking about how rough it's been this year. And so why not? So I'm going to take a deep breath. And here we go. So the first quarter for me of this year. So we are almost 4 months in, almost in May, but I'm going to kind of think back to the first 3 months. January, February, and March were really transformative months for me in a way, but reflecting back, I feel like I took a lot of steps backward in the first quarter. I went into the year very, very excited, very motivated. I'm going to read. I'm going to get on a routine. I'm going to do healthy eating. I'm going to do all of this stuff. And then I'm looking back and I didn't do that stuff. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I had just stuck to a routine and I was doing great. There were a lot of things going on here at Rogers, a lot of changes for the good, but they were really hard changes, and we're still growing. And I will always praise our team because our team is so amazing. And I'm always going to say that. So any team members that are listening right now, I appreciate you. I'm rooting for you. We are going to rock this year, the rest of this year. And thank you, because we couldn't do this without you. And I really, really appreciate every single one of you. But on the personal side, I just was falling short. And I was on a flight recently. I went and spoke at an event in Reno, shout out to Service Nation and that whole crew. They did an amazing job and had an amazing event. I spoke on marketing, and it was great. But on my way back, I was reflecting on the growth that I have had this year, and I wasn't really proud of what I was able to write down or think about. But then I thought about the entire team, and you know how they always say, surround yourself with people that are smarter than you, that motivate you, like-minded individuals. Well, I'm telling you, I thought about every team member we have at Rogers, and I know that every single one of them has grown because they've shown it, and I could think of it. I could think of every single team member that we have on our team right now, and I could tell you an area that they've grown in the first quarter this year for the better. And that is really amazing to be able to say. Every single one of them, I can say that. And, you know, it made me proud, but then I thought about what areas can I say that I've improved on and I need to work on it. And so not doing my best right now, not doing my best. And I'm really trying to figure it out. I actually started today. Today is day one, so I have to stay committed. And you know how hard that is, right? But I really want to get into a routine in the second quarter. I really want to get my bearings and figure out, like, how am I going to improve myself? And I'm telling all of you this because I know, like, life is hard. Life is so hard, and we go through ebbs and flows and hard times, and it's okay as long as you get back up and you recognize it. And what I am proud of myself for is recognizing that I am not the best version of myself right now. It's hard to do, right? But it's honest. I am not the best version of myself right now, and I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to become a better version of myself. And when the first quarter ended, Joey and I were able to go to GrowthCon, 10X GrowthCon in Florida. I've done an episode on that last year. Each year we go, I like to say, you know, we went because I want to share with you what I learned. And that came at the perfect time because it really made me refocus. It made me realize, okay, I need to get my shit together. I need to get it together. So I am going to share because I feel like if I go to these places and I receive this information, I feel like this is the forum and this is my group of people, all of you listening and watching, to be able to talk about what I learned. And I want to share it with you because maybe it'll help you too. Because I took and wrote down, I have a whole list of things that I wrote down when I was there. And when I was writing it down, I said, I'm going to share this on the podcast because I think more people need to hear this. So I will start by I'm going to go by the speakers that stood out to me. There were so many great speakers, and I'm going to name a few and what I took from each one. So, John Maxwell. Do you know who John Maxwell is? He is a best-selling author of so many books. I've talked about him before. This is the second time I've heard him live, and he's a gem. And I highly recommend you reading any of his books. There are so many to choose from. Find one that stands out to you that you think would help you because he has helped me so much. And what stood out to me the most in the time that he was speaking at GrowthCon was, to do what I do, you have to do what I did. Think about that for a second. To do what I do, you have to do what I did. And why that stands out to me so much is because we live in a social media world. We live in a world where we're watching what everyone else is doing. I'm guilty. I look and I scroll. I'm a scroller. And I'm looking at what everyone's doing and how they're doing it. And it's so easy to fall into a trap of, I want to be like them. I want to be just like them. Or how come I'm not like them? Or how are they doing such a great job at this? Or do you ever have people coming up to you saying, like, I want to be just like you when I grow up? I've told people that, right? I've thought that, like, man, I would love to be like that, right? But dang, are you willing to go through what they went through to get to where they are? You have to be willing to go through all of the struggles and the day-to-day grind of what they've done for so many years to be able to do what they do and to be like them. And so it was eye-opening to me because you have to look at yourself in the mirror. And, you know, if I wanted to be like Michael Jordan, right? You know, what are all the failures that he went through? What is all the struggle that he went through? How many things did he have to do to get to where he is today? And so we can always look at it and say, oh, I want to be where they are, but it takes a lot. These people didn't just wake up one day and be who they are today. They had to go through a lot. So always keep that in mind when you have people coming up to you saying they admire you and they want to be like you, or if you're looking at others and you want to be like them, you have to do what I did to do what I do. Remember that. And that always sticks with me from now on since John Maxwell has said that. Another speaker was Tucker Carlson. He is very outspoken. He was a cool guy. I had never heard him speak before in person, and he is something else. He is a ball of energy. His thoughts are all over the place, but something that stood out to me the most when he was speaking is, always tell the truth and no one can ever stop you. And that's how he lives his life. He's always going to tell the truth, and he's gotten canceled and fired many times because in his head, he's always telling the truth. And so whatever happens, happens, but at least he can go to sleep at night knowing he always told the truth. And he challenged the crowd to do a truth challenge. And he said for the next 3 days that we were there, participate in the truth challenge. And that is, you have to tell the truth all the time. And we can always say, oh, I don't lie. I tell the truth. But do you really think about this? Because if someone were to come to you and be like, do you like my outfit today? and it's all mismatched and not, you know, color coordinating, are you going to be like, oh, you look great, right? Ah, you look great. Or if someone comes to you and says, God, I'm so tired, I probably look a hot mess. You're like, oh, you look great. And they may look a hot mess, right? Would you be willing to tell the truth and take the truth challenge and be like, yeah, you know what? You really do look like you didn't sleep last night. Or, you know, your outfit's not really matching today. Or whatever it may be. If you own a business and you have employees coming to you and coming at you with all kinds of things, are you going to always tell them the truth? It's important to do so because they're not going to grow if you don't. But it can be really, really tough, really tough. So are you going to take the truth challenge? I challenge you, take the truth challenge and tell the truth. And then you go to sleep every night knowing that you don't have anything to hide. You don't have to cover anything up. You know that everyone knows how you feel. It could be tough. It could be tough. But that's what stood out to me with Tucker Carlson. You guys, Tyler Perry. Had the pleasure of seeing Tyler Perry. We all know Madea, and he stands out to me still because we went the first week of April, and so it's been a few weeks now since we've been, and he still stands out to me. He is such a force. I admire him so much. I didn't know a whole lot about Tyler Perry before he spoke. I know that he has all kinds of great movies, and I've seen many of them, but I did not know his story. And so something that stood out to me with Tyler Perry is Diary of a Mad Black Woman. He created that play. And do you know, he tried to sell that play for 7 years. 7 years he tried to sell that play. And he failed for 7 years. He said, I really think there's something here. And so he would do the play and he would have the play and no one would show up. And no one would show up. No one would show up, but he'd do it every single year. And he's like, one day, one day. And he went in to the seventh year and he asked his boss for a day off. I don't remember where he said he worked, but it was just some job to get him by. He was living in his car. He had no house. He had nothing because he believed in this so much. And he asked his boss if he could have time off to do this play, and he said, fine, so he didn't. And then when he went into that show, he said, this is the last time I'm going to do this. Like, this, I just don't know how much longer I can do this. And he said that there was a line wrapped around the building. And then look at where he is now. It took off. And he's a billionaire at this point. A billionaire! Tyler Perry is a billionaire. Pretty amazing. And it taught me just don't give up. And when you have a vision for something, and this really stood out to me too, because he said the vision has to be more important than the pain. He went through pain for 7 years. He was broke, had no money, but he had such a strong vision for this play and for Madea and that vision of what it could be. That he kept going and he kept picking himself up. And the failure didn't matter to him because it was building who he is and getting him to where he is today. And so never give up on that vision. And so many people, he said, would tell him, you know, just give it up. Just give it up. Move on to something else. But he believed so strongly in that, that he wouldn't listen to anyone. And if he would have given up, we wouldn't be blessed with so many great films that he's done and produced and directed. And he's just really fascinating. I really encourage you, if you don't know a whole lot about him, look more into Tyler Perry because he has a story to tell. And it was really amazing. And just don't give up on your vision. And don't let others try to tell you that it's not worth it. Because you know if it's worth it or not. And if you believe in it, it will come to fruition. You just have to give it time. And when the right moment comes, it'll be your right moment. And so the next person, Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson came on stage. We love Mike Tyson. He is something else. He believes in himself more than anyone could ever believe in a person. He does not believe that he said on the stage, I didn't even write this down, but it sticks out to me. So he said that boxing is what he was put on earth to do. He's not put on earth to do anything else. Like, that is his life. And that is what he's supposed to do. He's getting ready for a big fight, if you're into all of that, or a big boxing match. He is gearing up for it. And Grant Cardone is the one that interviews all of these people. And so Grant asked him, like, are you going to win? And he's like, yeah, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Like, I am a winner. In my head, I'm going to win. And what he said, because Grant asked him, you know, how does it feel to be undefeated? Like, you were undefeated for so long. And what does that mean to you? And how did that make you feel? Was it, you know, were you nervous going into each fight? And he said, you can be undefeated, but that does not mean you're the best. I was like, wow. Because so many people can think, oh, I'm undefeated. I'm the best in the world. I'm the best at this because I'm undefeated. But that does not mean you're the best. You have to keep going. To stay undefeated, you have to keep going. You have to keep picking yourself up. You have to keep working toward being undefeated. And when you are, that doesn't mean that you're the best version of yourself. That doesn't mean that you're the best. There are people out there trying to get better every single day. And so you have to continue trying to get better every day. Another one, Anthony Scaramucci, not someone that we often hear about, but he actually he's in politics. He worked for Trump for a little bit, and Trump actually fired him like a couple days in to his job there. And so he talked about what it felt like to be fired and how it seemed like the worst day ever. And something that stood out to me that he said is some people grow and other people swell. And so, you know, it was asked, like, what did it feel like when, you know, you were appointed to go work at the White House for Trump? And he said, you know, when people get certain opportunities or they feel like they've made it or they've hit a goal, you can either grow from it and get better, or you see a lot of people swell, like their heads swell. They're like so living in it, like, I've made it, I'm the best. And then they stop growing. When you swell and your head gets big and your thoughts are you're the best and you start thinking like that, you're going to halt growth. You have to stay humble and you have to stay the course and know that you're going to be the best version of yourself and you want to continue to be. So that stood out to me there. And I mean, there were other speakers too. Peyton Manning was one of them. Really fantastic guy. Arnold Schwarzenegger was one of them. Another fantastic guy. But the one that stood out to me the most, and he's the last one I'm going to talk about because it was really powerful for me, is Tim Grover. Tim Grover. He was a coach for many NFL teams, or look him up. I don't know a whole lot. I haven't done a lot of research on him, but I did hear him speak years ago virtually, and then seeing him in person, it was very powerful. And so I wrote down a couple of things that he said, and I really want you to think about this and listen to what I'm saying, because it's so true and it really goes into everything else that I've talked about. So he said, the heaviest things you carry around are your feelings. The heaviest thing you carry around are your feelings. And it's so true. We have so many feelings throughout the day. And you ever walk through life and feel like, God, I just feel heavy. I feel heavy. There are a lot of times I walk around the halls here and I may say to Sabrine, like, how was your day? And she's like, it's just been a heavy day. And that's because we have a lot of feelings. And when we surround ourselves with a lot of people, some of us tend to take on their feelings too. And when you do that, it's heavy, right? And he said, every time your heart is broken, it opens your eyes. And every time they are opened, you delete something from your heart. And it stuck with me because we can carry a lot around. But if we continue to keep working on ourselves and we continue to keep striving for greatness, everything's going to be okay. And he had us put our hand on our heart and close our eyes and just really feel our heart beating. And he said, these heartbeats, like we only have so many heartbeats in our life. And we don't know how many of those heartbeats we have. And so in this moment that I'm talking to you, I've utilized heartbeats. And it's not increasing, right? It's going to give out at some point. And so how are you spending those heartbeats? Are you spending those heartbeats doing what you love? Are you spending those heartbeats telling the truth? Are you spending those heartbeats running toward your vision that you have in life? Are you spending those heartbeats doing things to get you to where you want to be? Because that's what we need to be doing. Don't spend your heartbeats on things that don't matter, on things that aren't getting you to where you want to be in life, on things that are taking up those feelings and making you feel so heavy. Let's release them and start working on things that are going to get us to where we want to go in life, because life is short. And that is what I'm going to continue doing, because my first quarter I'm not proud of, and that's okay. And I hope you had the best year so far. But if you haven't, just know that you can pick yourself up and you can look in the mirror and say, I need to change myself. I'm not going to waste any more heartbeats on what I'm going through right here. I'm going to start moving forward and I'm going to let go and release and start being a better version of myself. It's never too late to start. So many people that really, what I take from that whole conference is the theme is life is hard. Life is hard. And so many people, it was a common theme, everyone up there saying life is hard. You just have to get up and keep trying and making yourself a better person every day. Be you and be true to yourself. I hope this helped you as much as it helped me. I will take this stuff with me. I think about it daily since I've been there. I hope that you take some of this and implement it in your life. If you ever have questions or want to know more about anyone that I've talked about, and I'm happy to share. If you have any questions for me, I will continue being truthful and honest. I also want to just thank everyone for mentioning the podcast in public. My gosh, so many people that I go to and when I'm out in the community say they listen. And I appreciate you so much for listening to this and allowing me to share this vision with you and live out part of my dream, because this podcast has always been a goal of mine, and to continue doing it and almost at 2 years of doing it, I'm just so proud of it. And you're the one that I can thank for that, because you continue listening every week. And I'm going to continue bringing these things. Thanks for letting me get all in my feelings today and share all of this with you. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Continue rating, reviewing, subscribing, and coming up in public and talking to me about the Rogers Radio podcast, because I love you. Talk to you next week.